This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. It goes on and on, on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, another week we're kicking off. Monday, the 5th day of December, 2016. We'll be here for the next 4 hours live. I am back in the saddle, recharged, and like a wild, raging bull out of the gates, promoting liberty and freedom worldwide. Another devastating blow against the New World Order. I call it an implosion. It's incredible. Italy votes to begin basically the pullout from the European Union with a big no vote on letting the EU take over every facet of their government. The EU responded by saying they're forming an EU army that will simply occupy nations. You cannot make that level of information up. This is just so insane. We also have the latest on the recount with Jill Stein as the public completely turns against her when they learn it's only against Trump. We've also had the stock market surging to all-time highs because of the Trump effect. And a very powerful video that Rob Dew put together on that front. But before we go any further, I want to get to a Chris Wallace piece where he destroys Jill Stein on a recount scam. Here it is.
Aren't you doing precisely that right now? Aren't you doing exactly what Hillary Clinton called horrifying?
I am not here to help Hillary Clinton or to express her point of view. In my view, the recount should have happened in the Democratic primary as well, where there were also very suspicious results, where voters appeared to be stripped from the rolls in Brooklyn, where hundreds of thousands of votes went uncounted in California. This is not about Democrats. It's not about helping Republicans.
I didn't ask you that.
It's
I asked
about
you.
Helping
that's
Green.
Not the question I asked you, Dr. Stein. I asked you, why not accept the results
about
of the election? Because what you're doing is exactly what Hillary Clinton said was horrifying.
I don't care what Hillary Clinton thinks about this, and I don't care. I care what the voters think about this, not what the politicians or the pundits or the party operatives think about this. This is about responding to the American voters who are standing up and saying, we deserve an election system that we can trust and that is accurate, that is secure against hacking, against human error, against machine error, and that it was.
Okay, the full Jill Stein clips up on InfoWars.com. As usual, Mark Dice, InfoWars.com. Analyst, InfoWars.com contributor, had a great breakdown.
Jill, the recount con artist Stein has canceled her recount effort in Pennsylvania, saying she didn't want to pay the $1 million bond that was required to initiate it. This despite raising $7 million, which she claimed was going to go to the recount efforts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Trump's margin of victory in Pennsylvania was almost 50,000 votes, and all experts say that a recount would only sway a count by about 500. One of the reasons that zero experts are taking this recount seriously, and even the liberal waste of cyberspace website, The Washington Post, The Washington Compost, asks, why are people giving Jill Stein millions of dollars for an election recount? The recount is going on in Wisconsin, so let's have a look and see how that's coming along. The first day netted Hillary Clinton one extra vote. First returns from Wisconsin's recount net Hillary Clinton one vote. The totals from day two are in, so let's have a look and see how that's coming along. Well, Hillary Clinton has gained three votes. Donald Trump has gained six, so that is a net gain of Donald Trump for three votes after day two. So Jill Stein's pathetic attempt to try to steal these three states away from Donald Trump and hand them to Hillary Clinton has so far handed Donald Trump three extra votes. The recount in Wisconsin cost over $3 million, which the money came from these suckers that Jill Stein duped into handing her the money. And so far, that's over $1 million they paid for each vote to then go to Donald Trump. When speaking to Alan Colmes, Jill Stein let it slip that, quote, the three states that we chose, including Michigan, that only now just declared its winner, this was not a partisan choice. This was zooming in on the states that have the markings of being the most vulnerable to hacking because they had thin margins. they went the opposite way of what was expected, and they had some kind of voting system vulnerability. Apparently, Jill Stein didn't get the memo that the mainstream media and the polling agencies were wrong about pretty much everything.
All right, the full video is again at InfoWars.com and MarkDice.com. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The head of Ford, Mr. Ford, came out Saturday and said officially, we're not just going to keep one Ford plant in Kentucky that was building SUVs. We're looking at bringing more plants back to the United States if President Trump works with us. The response of Sarah Palin and some of the other supposed conservatives, and I'm not attacking Sarah Palin, I'm just shocked by it, but I really shouldn't be, was to put out tweets and make comments that what we're witnessing is crony capitalism and that Donald Trump is selling us out. Ann Coulter said the same thing. Ann Coulter says so much that's true, so much that's accurate, then she'll say, the Japanese ought to pay us, radiation's good for you. Maybe targeted radiation to kill a tumor, but general radiation kills all your cells. But she said that about Fukushima. I don't want to sit here and bash her. But sometimes I think she just says really wild incendiary things for the headlines. People say, well, don't you do that? No, I cover incendiary things that are happening. And it gets headlines because it should. There's plenty of real stuff out there. But I digress. Sarah Palin came out and said, I guess they're real happy in Indiana that Carrier's staying, and I'm glad for you, but this is crony capitalism. Well, he said he was going to fight. I'm going to explain something to everybody. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to tell you why I'm supporting Trump and where I think things are going, and I'm going to really lay it out. Very important. But first off, I want to just say this now. If China has a corporate tax, depending on which year it is, it changes 10 to 15 points lower than ours. And if China has a currency 30 to 40 points below ours, depending on, again, what day of the week it is, but 30 to 40 points lower than ours, and if they have no environmental standards and slave labor wages and 16 to 18 hour work days, with no benefits, how do we compete with that? Now, the mainline libertarian think tanks, like the Heritage Foundation and others, that claim they're conservative, claim they're libertarian, they'll tell you, oh, well, free trade just means we're totally wide open and we don't care what you do. You can have 100% tariff on us. We've got zero on you. And then they don't complain when we have our coal power plants shut down, which gives us cheap electricity, and then China builds new ones. They don't point out that it's totally rigged at a 90-degree angle against us. Totally. And it's done by design. If Trump lowers our corporate tax to the global average, he's only made us on a level playing field. If he goes 5 points below, which he's pushing for, you can argue it's a trade war. So what? We've been getting the short end of the stick for 50 years. The media's been telling us how to dress and what to eat and what to do and how to talk for 50, 60 years. We've had enough of it. Oh, the Chinese might have a trade war. Do it. We're already under a trade war. What do you think? 80% of our factories closing. And now our service industry falling apart and our mining disappearing and rare earth minerals. The U.S. has less than 1% of global rare earth mineral extraction. 30 years ago, we had more than half. We're under economic sabotage. Let's come into the next segment with Beastie Boys Sabotage. It's sabotage. It's sabotage 101 writ large on the wall in flaming frickin' numbers. But there is this whole fake libertarian right-wing, you know, think tank deal that the left's been right about. Their answer is just tax them out of oblivion. No, make them come here. Or make some of them come here. I mean, I'm not saying I'll take crumbs, but they're like, oh, well, we'll never retain our greatness, the Chinese said last week, the communist, and our own media, you know, echoing Obama. Oh, you got some magic wand? What you going to do? On and on and on. And then you read the Heritage Foundation and all these other groups, and they're just like, it's terrible. It'll hurt globalization. It'll hurt big mega banks that broker one-sided deals and whose families control the big factories in China and India and Mexico so they can all consolidate wealth while we collapse. And in the end, they're holding all the wealth, and we're putting 200-square-foot coffin apartments that cost more than 1,000-foot apartments. No. We're done. We understand what's happening. We're being put into economic bondage to control us, and they even write textbooks admitting it. That's what's so crazy. That's why my job is so frustrating. This is not my opinion. I've been saying that for 20-plus years. People finally are getting it, though. I should be more optimistic because this show creates the global talking points more than anybody else for the resistance to the global corporate system. So I ought to be thanking God every millisecond. But with great power comes great responsibility. And we can't be like the mainstream corporate news that's been caught producing all the fake corporate news and getting talking orders from the establishment. As we become the new dominant media, that means you out there with a Facebook page or a local radio host or whoever you are, we have to have the highest standards. The media can take what we do out of context here and there. Nobody's perfect, but we have very good standards compared to the globalists. Now, China has come out and says that Trump is now clear that Taiwan is not a sovereign independent nation, that they've, quote, reached out to him. Now, we'll see what Trump actually comes out and says, but that's what Conway's saying. We also have Trump coming out and saying, I took a call from the new elected first woman president in Taiwan, who's a nationalist. We sell them $2 billion of weapons a year. I'll talk to whoever I want. And the State Department called it a diplomatic, you know, fiasco and all this. No, our president shouldn't be kept slaves of the bureaucracy and the diplomatic corps. It's time to have a real president. I think it's very, very refreshing. And I shot the video yesterday. Trump refuses to bow to Chinese communist threats, reestablishes ties with Taiwan. Excuse me, Saturday. That's exactly what Gingrich came out and said today. China is literally running Hollywood to a great extent. China is lecturing all of us like we're 5 years old. It's got to stop. And I'm not against the Chinese people. I want them to be free. They're the most enslaved people in history. Their government's killed over 100 million of them. The Chinese government admits it. 80 plus under Mao Zedong. From 49 to the time he died in the 70s. Trump refuses to bow to Chinese communists. Very powerful viral video. Ford willing to work with Trump and policies are right, CEO says. So, Carrier's already staying. Ford's already got one plant that was scheduled to move to Mexico next year staying. And the head of Ford says, listen, you cut corporate tax, then I can afford to be here. Why wouldn't I go to Mexico with a lower corporate tax? We can't compete. Everybody else is going down there. Ford's tried to stay here, unlike other people. Ford has the best record of trying to stay in the United States. Dodge is owned by Fiat. Great products, by the way. At least they got some factories here, but I got to say, since Dodge got taken over by Fiat, the cars have gotten better. Ferrari parts in them, you name it. The point is that a lot of stuff is going on. A lot of things are happening. And I've said this hundreds of times. I'm going to say it again. I'm talking about at the bottom of the hour in detail. And I talked about this, and the Washington Post had an article last week saying Breitbart and InfoWars could make big trouble for Trump. That was the headline. Saying if he doesn't deliver 100% whatever we want, or the most radical libertarian base, in their words, that we're all going to turn against Trump. They want to cut us off from him so we don't have influence. They want to get him cut off from the populist, anti-globalist base that just took over Italy, that's taking over the UK, that's taking over France. Leading in the polls in France, Marine Le Pen, nationalist. Just won the presidency, Donald Trump, nationalist, anti-globalist. Americanism, not globalism. The UK just starting to pull out of the EU with Brexit. Russia pulled out first a decade ago. Italy just had a no vote to have the EU come in and run their entire government and micromanage every facet of their country. Catalonia is pulling out. Every EU country has referendums scheduled this year and next year to pull out of the European Union. They're on fire. Their tyrannical, unelected system that's above the law is falling apart in front of our eyes. We're seeing devastating victories for nationalists all over the world, except in Austria, which has been proven to engage in fraud. The polls keep showing that nationalists are going to win, but they keep losing. Now, it's the reverse in Italy. In Italy, again, 15-point polls showed the prime minister wanting to hand what was left of their sovereignty over to the unelected Brussels bureaucrats. It showed 15 points in the average national poll that they were going to lose, and that he was going to win, and the EU was going to win. Magically, they lost in a landslide, and their media is flabbergasted and says they don't know how this could happen. Same story over and over again, just like here. They add 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 points, depending on the poll. It says it in the methodology. People say, how did you know this? It's in the frickin' methodology. You go read You're adding on average 15 points to a Hillary poll. She's going to be ahead. But when Trump had 20-point lead out of the convention, they had to start adding 30, 40, 50 points just to have her 20 points ahead to reverse reality. People knew it was a fraud. They didn't buy it. They didn't go, oh, I guess I'll vote for her to bet on the winner. They did the right thing, and they lost. And it's happening worldwide. Liberty is rising.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is sabotage, ladies and gentlemen, to have China be able to have all the dirty coal plants they want. We can't even have clean ones. So they can have electricity three times cheaper than ours. They can have a corporate tax 10 to 15 points lower than ours, a currency 30 to 40 points lower than ours, no environmental standards, no insurance, no workers' comp, no regulations, no globalist pressure to clean up, designed to deindustrialize us, and they've done it. So they could dictate the terms of our surrender. Meanwhile, Trump comes out and says, you know, with the carrier deal, I said we're going to really try to pass a corporate tax cut so you don't move to Mexico. But in lieu of that, we're going to try to get the local city, which I guess hadn't thought to do this, to give you some tax incentives to stay. Oh, my gosh, it's crony capitalism. No, it's not. It's called having jobs. The big corporations already wrote it where they don't pay taxes, and they left. They wrote laws here and pushed for high regulations and taxes so there's no competition for them here. They shut down their competition here. They go to China that has one-sided deals for elites to set up monopolies, and they take over. David Rockefeller's grandfather said it best. Competition is a sin. We have to create monopolies. We must ban competition through government-sponsored and controlled combines. That's a quote. Combines, or a group of monopolies, working synergistically together to screw the little guy. You know, the railroad comes to town. They're building a railroad. They want to take your property you've had for 50 years that your daddy, you know, went out west to get. You put in wells. You built some houses. Railroad shows up with men with guns. They say, listen here, you're going to sell that for pennies on the dollar, or you're going to die, boy. And if you didn't sell, they just say, everybody saw he drew for his gun. You see all those in the old Western movies? That's because that happened thousands of times that are admitted, where townspeople from Colorado to Texas to Indiana to you name it, up and all over the West to California, would have to get together in armed groups and defend themselves from the railroad men, as they were called. And a railroad truck would pull up, and 50 guys would ride off on their horses with their guns, and they'd start killing people. And the U.S. Marshals wouldn't go after them because the big old railroad men had bought off the federal government. But you know what? The railroad men ended up getting their ass kicked all over the country. And by the 1890s and such, that stopped. So people better grow up and realize what we're facing. A bunch of mafias muscling in. And here comes Trump. We're going to play a video called The Trump Effect when we come back. Here comes Trump. And he says, we're going to cut our tax even with China. And they have the controlled fake media go, oh, he wants rich people to pay no taxes. The rich people wrote it to move it. Warren Buffett, all the big rich globalists are openly lobbying to keep that tax high because they set it up that way. You know how much General Electric pays on average year internationally? Zero. You know how much Google pays on average globally? 3%. Because they do so much business back in the West, they have to pay some. You know what Apple pays? Zero. Google it. Everybody knows this. And this is how they operate, because they don't want an economy here. But already Apple under pressure, because they've hit the peak where now their sales are plummeting because people don't have money to buy their products anymore. So now they're saying, oh, maybe we will have some stuff assembled here. I'm not saying I'll take crumbs, but that's how things begin. It's how you get a beachhead. But we're not getting crumbs with Trump. Ford says they'll move it all back. Ford, the statement, Mr. Ford, I love how it's still family owned, came out and said, I will move it all back if you just simply have a level playing field and you cut the corporate tax and you allow us to have infrastructure and you don't gouge the hell out of us and you have reasonable bureaucracies, not total harassment. So that's a big deal, folks. And that's why you see the demonization of Trump taking place. Now, I want to come back and play this video, The Trump Effect. It's very powerful. And then I want to get into different philosophies on whether you should support Trump or not support Trump in these appointments, some of which are troubling. I'm going to just give you my mind on the subject and then we can open the phones up if you'd like. You can give me your take on it. And then separately, the really incredibly positive news, another death blow against globalism with what's happened with Italy voting to not let the EU take over their country. This is so big. Cause for celebration.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores all love to eat. Yum!
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Talk show host, creator of Vice News and Vice itself, Gavin McInnes, always a great guest. He's going to join us for about 30, 40 minutes in the second hour today. Always a big enemy of political correctness, really entertaining. He's going to be joining us. And then we have Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Group, who has sources inside the NYPD that days and weeks before stuff broke, he was breaking down the fact that the NYPD was investigating sex trafficking. We have Eric Prince, formerly of Blackwater, saying, currently XZ or whatever new name it's got, with a lot of their intel saying that is indeed what's going on. We know about the Lolita Express. And Epstein and Bill Clinton and these Islamic sheiks and people that are known pedophiles that they were traveling with. And of course, Mr. Epstein was convicted of that. And we have Boys Town and we have the pedophile networks in Europe that have come out, and in the UK, and we have Penn State, and we have the Catholic Church, and all these cover-ups, and CNN is out running around saying there's nothing in the Podesta emails, it's insane, there's no such thing as organized child trafficking, basically, even though they know full well that's not the case, and then putting out fake news saying we are the creators or the progenitors of the Pizzagate controversy. Pizza is in FBI files as code word for sex. Then people picked up on some pizza place in D.C. And Reddit and Facebook posters have claimed that that's the headquarters. We've said be very careful. Folks shouldn't just pick out this or that out of the thousands of emails and claim that you know something's going on. Folks have investigated it. There is some weird stuff there, but I don't think you can prove it one way or the other. And I've always pointed out we're one of the biggest media organizations in the world now. We have to be very, very careful. And so I've got videos I've shot on this saying everybody should investigate it, but not jump to conclusions. That are getting 30% downvotes. That never happens. Saying, oh, you're covering up Pizzagate now. No, I had CNN yesterday and today say that I'm behind it all. Just like they say that I say Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma City. I never said any such thing. Or just like they say that I'm, quote, deeply racist. This is what they do. It's why they're discredited. But at the same time, we're the big outlet that gets blamed for everything everybody else does. And quite frankly, with the cover-ups of Jimmy Savile, and the cover-ups of all this other garbage, and all the pedophile scandals at major universities, and what's going on in other major institutions, and the media cover-up, and the government cover-up of it, I know why the public's so freaked out, because the cover-ups and the pedophilia are so prolific and so institutionalized. But when I saw media 3 weeks ago only focus on a couple pizza places in D.C., I said, is that a honeypot to distract us onto one small area and not look at the greater picture, then try to discredit that and throw the baby out with the bathwater? And sure enough, that's what's going on. That's what's unfolding. I'm not passing judgment. I'm not saying one way or the other. The emails are bizarre. The statements are bizarre. The art is bizarre. The spirit cooking is bizarre. It is satanic. It is a ritual. The lady admits it. But it's New York, D.C., L.A. It's thousands of names. I can't figure it out. And so the issue here is we need to continue to investigate the larger child trafficking networks themselves and what happened at Penn State and what happened at other major institutions that's now been swept under the rug, and ask why our mainstream media covered it up for so long before it finally began to come out. That's the bigger story here. And we've been there day one exposing what happened at the Catholic Church and what happened at the Vatican and what happened at Penn State. And I've been proud to do that, but we've done it with real research and real guests and real analysis and not speculation. That's why they hate InfoWars so much, because we're so researched, we're so on target. And that's why they want to say we're fake news, because we're hurting them so bad. They're the fake news, caught lying, caught being run by the White House, caught having the communist Chinese tell them what to say and what to do. The communist Chinese have gotten so arrogant, they were there again in the Wall Street Journal last week, telling everyone, shut down your fake news. Go after your new press. Go after your independent press. Have state-run media. Join with us. The whole globalist world is struggling, from the EU to the communist Chinese to the criminals in the UK that run that government to a great extent, to suppress the nationalistic insurrection worldwide that is trying to throw off the criminal organizations that have hijacked our nations. And you cannot deny the pedophile thread that runs through all of these governments as a system of compromise and control. So because CNN has attacked us, and because different organizations have tried to misrepresent what we're saying and what we're doing, I'm going to now start cutting reports that go into Savile and Prince Charles and Boys Town and Penn State and the Vatican and the underage call boys at the White House hundreds of times. That's mainstream news articles. And the CIA and the Finders case. And I'm going to go show everybody the admitted, real, confirmed pedophilia. And Salon Magazine saying pedophilia is not a problem. And so and other publications coming out saying incest is good. The truth is, there's a very sick underbelly here. But just because it's going on, we can't become like the mainstream media on witch hunts and sit there and just say, well, this looks like evidence, so they're guilty of all this. Because we have huge, big issues to deal with. Now, I will say, the stuff in the Podesta emails hurt my soul. So I do have somewhat of a subconscious revulsion to reporting on this and covering it. But CNN and others have miscalculated yet again. They want to double down, misrepresent what we say and what we do. I'm going to take control of the investigation into this, and I'm going to cover it. And I'm going to burrow into it, and I'm going to interview people on both sides. And what you got to watch out for is, too, these groups will recruit outsiders to come in who think they're innocent. Then those people will be abused in the media, and then they'll become the poster children for what the government and the globalists are up to. But it's come out from the Secret Service. It's come out from the NYPD that child trafficking is going on. And that's what Eric Prince would not come out of nowhere and say that if he didn't have major evidence. And he got into that, say what you want about Blackwater, a week before the election. Because that's what law enforcement's telling us. It's what he's being told. This is very serious. And they've been told to shut it down. We're covering it. We're the ones trying to look at and cover the overall phenomenon from every perspective of what's really happening. Because my job is to find the truth. My job is to really discover what's actually going on and happening. Not be delusional like the left and say everybody's a racist that doesn't support Obamacare. Or everybody that owns a gun wants to kill innocent people. We can't stoop to their control level. We have to really seek out the truth and go where it leads us. Fake news delivers real gunman to pizzeria caught up in alt-right conspiracy theory. First they said he came with a gun. Now he supposedly shot things up. But nobody was hurt. So now you see everybody's victims. And again, I was saying this 3 weeks ago. Why is everyone out of tens of thousands of emails focusing on a couple mentioning going to eat pizza and meeting somewhere that's a known Democratic Party thing for fundraising? Sounds completely legitimate. So I hear that, and I go, what's being reported? And I go, oh, they got weird stuff on the walls, and you know the people that are involved with it are tweeting all this really bizarre stuff that I'm not even going to mention on air. And I go, okay, and then they got rock stars there that are singing weird songs talking about preferences being children. I'm like, whoa, this looks really bad, but I'm not ready to just say everybody involved is doing something bad, or who knows, maybe it's just people trying to be trendy. I mean, Marilyn Manson sings songs about smells like children and killing kids, trying to sound like he's radical and evil. Is he really those things he says he is? I don't know. I can't pass judgment. I can say I don't like his music. I don't like talking about hurting kids. But that's how people try to get shocking. On the internet, some of the hottest porn for a decade, I've never seen it, but I've been told about it, it's been in the news, is hurting puppies and kittens. Super good-looking women stomping on little kittens. And it goes from just kicking a kitten to actually killing a kitten. Now, I didn't believe that existed 10 years ago till I saw reputable news reporting on it. And I personally can't watch it. I can't watch battlefield footage of a little kid's lower mandible blown off and their tongue out flopping around as they scream for mommy with their lower mandible blown off. I've seen that. I have nightmares about it to this day. So I get why people don't want to look into all this, but here's the deal. I don't like being accused of things I'm not involved in. And I'm not going to sit here and just haphazardly run around and attack people and come to final conclusions without there being absolute bona fide evidence up one side and down the other. That's my position on the whole thing. But I'm going to codify larger reports and just get into all the admitted stuff that's going on, that focusing in on some nebulous place without the total proof is a distraction. Now, folks can't understand that. They can't understand anything. Briefly, they're now in. It is a new limited edition Hillary for President 2017 shirt. It is a goblin design that myself and one of the great graphics people collaborated on. It is George Soros is a goblin, and there's a circle around him, you know, an X through him, saying deport Soros on the bottom. Above it, it says InfoWars established 1996. Now, on the front, it says Hillary for President 2017, and on the right-hand shoulder in white, it says InfoWars.com. I think it's the best design yet. It is a limited edition of the shirt, and the profit we make off of it helps fund this operation, so we need your support now more than ever. Hillary for President 2017, great way to celebrate the fact that we defeated her in the polls and the court of public opinion, but we're not done yet. Now it's time to keep pushing for her to be indicted or for Trump to call for investigations of the foundation, which Conway has said is still on the table. And let me tell you, it is still on the table. And Hillary being involved in this recount, breaking her deal with Trump, puts it back on the table big time. She'll get that shirt. Also, we have new specials running at InfoWarsStore.com. This is how we have reporters. This is how we have camera crew and editors. This is how we've grown and expanded. And that is my sincere goal, is to hire 6-7 more reporters, 5-6 more camera people and editors, and a couple more investigative journalists and fact checkers. We've got a big news organization, and for myself and Rob Due to be the main fact checkers around here is exhausting. I'm fact checking stuff at midnight. So we're trying our best here. We have a mega special live now. You can get DNA Force for 25% off. This is our flagship product with the BioBQQ, with over 100-plus documented studies on what it does to take the toxins out of your cells. It's been known to just do amazing things. Nerve growth factor. This is sold as a drug in Europe, just the BioPQQ alone. The CoQ10, digestive enzymes, powerful herbs, and many other high-quality ingredients that fuse together to be the ultimate product. Similar stuff sold in clinics for $200, $300, $400, $500. It's a fraction of that, ladies and gentlemen, because we only mark it up, I don't know, it's on discount, like 60%. It's available now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. There's also the all-new Brain Force Plus has arrived, 20% more in each bottle, and the ingredients are even stronger, so it's more than 20%, just 20% more in each container, but it's also been made even stronger. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is back. It had been sold out. It's all the top minerals, all the top vitamins, the enzymes, the amino acids. So you upload it. Tastes great. Totally natural, organic. Great way to get your kids to get their multivitamin, actually absorb it. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement page. InfoWarsStore.com, again, is the larger umbrella site. You can sign up for auto ship and get an additional 10% off on things that it makes sense to sign up on auto ship, like vitamins and minerals and our high-quality, non-GMO, organic, high-mountain, volcanic-grown in Chiapas coffee and so many other items. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And it is your purchase of the products now more than ever. I mean, listen, I'm not bragging when I say this. In fact, I don't like to do it. It's not my nature. I really assess the numbers. I sent a detailed report. The only reason I mentioned that is we compiled it to President Trump just last week. I know he read it and received it, showing that on average, our actual listeners to the show, people that watch or listen every week, is over 40 million. It was 85 million conservatively during election week. But our new floor, our new basement, is over 40 million viewers and listeners a week. And that's just on our platforms that we can register and track. That is seismic. That is gargantuan. And it's because you're spreading the word. You're sending out the video links. You're sending out the podcast links. You're sending out to friends and family the free links to get the free versions of our apps, the old app, the new app. They're both excellent. You're taking action. You're praying for us. You're supporting us. You're buying the products. It's a 360 win because we're then fighting for you. We're fighting for ourselves as well. It's all symbiotic. A 360 win. And so we couldn't do any of this without you. So I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. And obviously now you see us attacked by CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, CBS News, I mean broadcast news, saying Alex Jones is fake. Alex Jones, and they say things we didn't say or things out of context. Well, that's okay. Because we're big, and people can come hear what we actually said, not what they twisted and said we said. They were saying that it was a 15-point lead for Italy to stay in the Euro, and that it was going to be a big victory, because all the polls showed 15 points or more. They lost by almost 15 points. That means that they were skewing the polls by close to 30%. It's the same tactic everywhere, folks. I said last week, I believe Italy will say no on total EU takeover. It's the beginning of them pulling out. Just like I said, I believe Brexit will pass. Just like I said, I believe Donald Trump will be elected, because I know the sentiment on the street. Now let's go to this report. The Trump effect, I'm going to upload this. This is a shorter version of a longer one we put out last week. It needs to go viral, but here it is premiered. The Trump effect, extremely powerful.
It became clear that the best way to stay competitive and protect the business for long term is to move production from our facility in Indianapolis to Monterrey, Mexico.
But we're not going to let them just take our companies out, fire everybody. These are people with Carrier for many, many years. We're not going to let it happen.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do?
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that.
He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that?
I mean, if he can come here and save these 1,400 jobs here tomorrow, I'll gladly vote for him again.
What magic wand do you have?
Late tonight, CNBC broke news that Trump is heading to Indianapolis this Thursday to announce a deal that would apparently save 1,000 jobs. Carrier confirming that report, tweeting out late tonight, we are pleased to have reached a deal with President-elect Trump and, this is key, VP-elect Pence to keep close to 1,000 jobs in Indy. More details soon.
What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
And more importantly, I heard Mike saying about what happened today in Indiana. We're going to do that all over the country. Carrier, thank you, Carrier.
As Ford just announced, they're doubling down. They're going to build much more in Mexico. We can't allow it to happen anymore. We're not going to allow it to happen anymore.
What magic wand do you have?
President-elect Donald Trump taking credit for keeping a Ford auto plant here in the United States. He hit the motor company hard on the campaign trail, criticizing Ford for shipping jobs to Mexico.
Now, Ford chairman Bill Ford is extending an olive branch, calling Trump this week to let him know that the automaker is shelving a plan to move production of one of its vehicles from Kentucky to Mexico.
It used to be the cars were made in Flint, right? And you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Today the cars are made in Mexico and you can't drink the water in Flint, Michigan. You know that, right? What a difference.
He just says, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that?
Will the iPhone label soon say made in America? Well, according to one report, opportunities to move production over to the States from China are actually being explored. If you see the new Trump administration come in and actually overhaul the corporate tax code, do things like spur infrastructure investment in the States, could that make this more feasible?
And maybe they start by building an assembly plant and just shipping parts here. That could lend to some of the manufacturing coming over here. And if Apple can jumpstart some of that and get some of this going, sure, I think it would be very reasonable for other companies to say, we like to say made in the U.S. as well.
I have my Trump hedge on. In the event Donald wins, I have no doubt in my mind the market tanks.
One analyst said markets were reacting like the four horsemen of the apocalypse just rode out of Trump Tower.
Hey, what do you make of what we saw last night and really now what we're seeing today?
Well, folks, a huge market rally after Trump is elected president.
The stock market has rallied, reaching new heights at each close.
By the end of the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 255 points.
The Mexican peso plunged more than 13% against the dollar in chaotic trading. Trump's proposed policies are considered deeply negative for the country.
We're going to win with trade. We're going to win with health. We're going to win at so many levels. We're going to win, win, win. You're going to get so tired of winning. You're going to say, Mr. President, please, we don't want to win anymore. It's too much. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry. We're going to keep winning because we're going to make America great again. I love you. Thank you. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. Americanism, not
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. And look at drudgereport.com right now. CNBC and other publications linked up on the site. Market up 50 points. Hits all-time high today. Now, that's kind of scary because the stock market's overvalued and things, but that's the exuberance because the world knows now that we're in a pro-growth system. Under globalism, it is a negative growth or zero growth system, and only selected combines, this is on record, are allowed to operate. Everybody else has to shrink. This is announcing. That's why smaller Wall Street firms, medium-sized, and even big independent ones didn't really support Trump, but now they are because they realize that this is going to help the average entrepreneur, the average startup company. I love how they spin it, though, because stocks surged around the world on Italy not going under total EU control. Look how they spun it as CNBC. Stocks shrug off Italian referendum as energy leads, Dow jumps to record high. But I've got a stack of articles here admitting that it's positive because the euro is seen pushing austerity and higher taxes and more regulation. They massively increased Greece's taxes the last 4 years, and they defaulted two more times, and everything fell apart, which lets the globalists come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. They want an implosion economy. But you hear, oh, Italy's not going to raise taxes. Oh, the U.S. is going to cut taxes. Boom! What happens? It races up. And if Trump just holds taxes the same, cuts taxes, but holds spending to the same, we will bring in more tax receipts and pay down the debt. The word is, though, Trump's got a hatchet ready, and it's getting ready to kill a bunch of agencies and a bunch of sub-agencies. And I'm sorry to folks that work for those agencies, but you've been out of control in many cases. The government's too big. The whole thing's going to die if we don't do this. U.S. equities kicked off the week trading higher on Monday, unfazed by a key vote in Italy, which led Prime Minister resignation. It's a celebration of that. Just like Trump's a celebration of that. But again, I have the video here. CNN correspondent, Italy no vote, slaughtered the opposition. The polls were tipped about 15 towards the globalist agenda, leaving the pundits shocked. When I come back in the next segment, I'm going to play that clip. And then Gavin McGinnis is joining us. But, oh my gosh, the polls showed she was going to win by 15 points. She lost. The polls showed he was going to. If they add more than 15, it gets a little suspicious. So they kind of leave it that as their max. But CNN's gone higher. They've added 48% before to their phone poll to Hillary to have her winning by 68%. Take 48 out of that and what's left. Really means she's winning by 20-something. No, she's losing. She's at 20. He's at 60. They invert reality. So there you go. Italy votes against EU takeover as globalism implodes. Infowars.com. Send that video out to folks. It's important. Just because you know this, your neighbors don't. Breaking. Italy's prime minister says he will resign following referendum. Dow jumps 100 points to record highs after Italian referendum. Financials lead. CNBC. That's the original article, but they changed it. That's the same guy. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. When we come back, they changed it to be more pessimistic because it wasn't anti... It was, it was too reality-based. It had to be anti-nationalist. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.